Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't, and where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone, and this is kind of a special emergency alert. It seems like we are definitely going into war. Some of the headlines say within the next several hours, others say within the next 72 hours. However, we do have that 4/11 date, and it's entrenched in the heavens by the Lord himself. And there's a lot going on. We got Larry on, who's been really monitoring closely all of this. Hi, Larry. How are you doing?
Hey, Stuart. I've been out on the deck with my binoculars all day trying to watch over in the Mediterranean.
Well, I tell you what, this thing does. I was listening to Jonathan Kleck, and for people who don't know who he is, Jonathan is kind of a rogue type of guy, but he is—he's an artist, and the Lord has given him a real gift of being able to spot things that people are putting out there, and a lot of it is absolutely satanic, and the average person would never see it, but he explains it very well, and you can see it once he shows you. And he was showing the latest Google Doodle, and it's all about Damascus, and it's all about taking Damascus, and we'll get into that. But right now, Larry, what's the latest? I understand they have actually cleared now the airways and getting ready for the strike?
Well, the latest that I have heard, and this has been, none of this is in America. Most of this is from overseas news because America's fixated today on a smokescreen called Zuckerberg. Zuckerberg testifies on Capitol Hill, and that's all people have known all day. But there are reports that, of course, I told you this morning that I saw where Israel was on high alert, that the Russians had gone to full alert, war alert. Syria military was on war alert and all had also put their tanks and artillery up close to the northern border of Israel. And at the same time, then late this evening from the Express in the U.K. and also mirrored in Drudge Report, is report says Syrian missile attack possible
within hours.
Yeah, said the Eastern Mediterranean, all air traffic diverted away from that area for possible missile launches. And there's also a report, Drudge had a red headline, says British and the French have notified their citizens that a missile strike on Syria will come within hours. So you've got, from the reports I've read, you've got assets, including U.S. assets, U.K. assets, French assets, possibly German, that are all out there, and this is air power and naval power prepared to attack Syria.
Yeah, part of that article, if I'm reading the same one, says a coalition force could fire air-to-ground cruise missiles in the wake of the horrifying chemical attack on innocent civilians. Well, number one, Russia claims that's a false flag. Number two, some experts have said that the way the video shows of these children couldn't possibly be real if what they claim was used actually was used. You know, I guess, by the way, you have to, you know, handle people that have been contaminated with this stuff. But it says Air Lives said the alert was issued by Eurocontrol this evening for possible launch. They're the ones who claimed within the next 72 hours. Well, then I got another headline here. It says Syrian airspace is cleared for the next 48 hours as U.S.-led missile strikes over nerve gas attack loom. So we really don't know exactly when. But, yeah, it's coming. And I believe, you know, we're right on the verge. This is somewhat in the time frame that Ron Reese, bless his heart, he's continually warned people that the Lord was going to take the church out. He's been wrong every time. But you got to give the guy credit. He really hangs in there. He does. Just because he's wrong, he doesn't stop. And he's put out some very interesting stuff that kind of does center on April of this year. And you and I have talked about the pivot of 2017-2018 and 50th and 70th anniversaries, depending on where you want to, place key events in Israel's history. But this does sound like we're going in. And well, what's the latest on this China joining Russian Navy forces? Are they also joining up in aircraft and whatnot?
Well, it appears that the Chinese have a war drill going on in the South China Sea, and some Russian assets, I've heard, were involved in that. But on the other hand, too, we were notified, Stuart, this morning that, I can't verify all this, but there are reports that U.S. Navy ships have left Norfolk, Virginia, and gone to sea. And there's various reasons for that. But Deb Kapile also posted this morning, says U.S. and France and U.K. prepare air and Navy units for a sustained assault within Syria. Now, when you say a sustained assault, you're not talking about a missile strike like we saw last time. Sustained means it may go a while, maybe days.
Yeah. Here's what you were talking about on Norfolk. It said Atlantic Ocean, the USS Harry S. Truman and ships assigned to the Harry S. Truman Carrier Strike Group transit the Atlantic Ocean. Nearly 6,500 sailors have been assigned to the Harry S. Truman Carrier Strike Group, deploying Wednesday from the Naval Station in Norfolk. Strike Group is headed to the U.S. Navy's 5th and 6th Fleet areas on its latest deployment. So, they're getting them out of port in case there's a war. Who knows what Putin's going to do? And here's another headline. I don't know if you saw this one. Russian ministries evacuate Moscow as most dangerous great power confrontation since the Cuban Missile Crisis spirals out of control. A grave leader. That's the sort of fall, so you got to kind of take these things. But we also heard, and I think you're the one who told me about it, that Russian bombers are loaded or already in the air with cruise missiles. What's that about?
That's the report. Yeah, that's the report I read earlier, stated that Russian bombers, that was on Hal show or whatever it is. He had some intel
Hal
on
Turner?
That Russian bombers were loaded with cruise missiles, were moving towards the Mediterranean. And also, Yahoo just put out a while ago a break, says Kremlin backers warn of threat of war with the U.S. as Syria tensions rise. Russia goes on alert. So apparently there's quite a bit of military alert going on around the world at the moment.
Yeah, here's what Hal Turner says. Meetings with top generals, vice president, national security team started minutes ago. This was evidently last night. 7 p.m., POTUS all but confirmed strikes on Syria's meeting with military advisors continues. It will be met, and it will be met forcefully, when I will not say, because I don't like talking about the time. Are you still with me?
Yeah.
Hello? Okay, I heard a click, so I'm wondering. Okay,
yeah,
then
I'm
it says
there.
Russian Air Force, 712, Tu-25 M3 bombers are being loaded up with cruise missiles, four strikes against ships in the Mediterranean. Bombers would be loaded with the KH-55SM cruise missiles ready for retaliation strike. 7:28 p.m., a well-informed source said Syrian regime forces are on alert amid fears of an imminent U.S. strike resulting in the immediate deployment of its advanced air defenses around the Capitol and near the Republican Palace. Most advanced air defenses were deployed near the Mithras military airport, I guess, and Syrian Air Force backed by Iran and Russia, working on development of its air defense since shooting down the Israeli F-16. Then he goes on to a little more. But then 729, communications. U.S. global high-frequency communication system being heavily jammed. 737, Russian Air Force combat patrols up in the air make further U.S. plans much more complicated. 743, White House, Office of the Press Secretary for immediate release. Donald Trump spoke today with President Emmanuel Macron of France, or Macron, I guess, to continue their coordination on responding to Syria's atrocious use of chemical weapons on April 7th, 7:48 p.m. Two Russian early warning planes, A-50s, are now airborne over eastern and western Syria, each one being guarded by two Russian Air Force fighter jets. GPS spoofing jamming is taking place inside Syria, with GPS throwing off locations by at least one full degree. So they would have trouble with their cruise missiles, of course. 756, Syrian media now reporting that Iranian and SAA troops have been placed on full readiness, have begun to move equipment and forces located at vital points like air bases. Very likely, anti-air installations are on full alert. 8:20 p.m., Trump's meeting with military leaders has just ended. It lasted less than an hour. When the new NSA John Bolton left the room, walked past a pair of reporters, they asked him how his first day was going. What could go wrong? Bolton said. That's an ominous remark. What could go wrong? Well, everything. Okay. This is beginning to shape up as a Psalm 2 war going hot. Intel now saying, this is at 8:31, Intel now saying, expect Russian strike on the Ukraine if the U.S. strikes Syria. 77,000 troops, 1,000 tanks, 2,300 armored personnel carriers, 400-plus pieces of military are within 60 kilometers of the Russian-Ukraine border as of tonight. 2 hours, 45 minutes until sunrise in Syria. Then at 8:41 p.m., this is our time, or Eastern time, reports from sources that the Syrian Arab Army has begun to evacuate key locations and bases in and around the Azor city of eastern Syria. 9:08 p.m., Washington is considering a collective military response to Syria's attack. This likely means there would be no action last night, what we're talking about. The next 24 hours will be very pivotal. Outside of long-range bombers, the pro-U.S. coalition has more than enough assets in place to deploy numerous strategic strikes into dozens of important sites within Syria. Syria says again, any U.S. strike will lead to escalation. And then he quits. He said, 10 p.m., since the sun is rising in Syria, live updates to this article are terminated. U.S. rarely attacks in daylight, and with a new word coming about Washington wanting to use a collective military response, it appears we have at least 20 to 24 more hours before any military action begins. So that, I guess, is the latest from, and then you've brought in all kinds of new stuff, which would tend to confirm everything that he said. What do you think?
what I find interesting, Stuart, is the fact that it seems that this thing has been, you know, I still say that this mysterious Israeli strike on the Russian, Iranian, Syrian joint base, T-4, in Syria, actually gave 24 to 48 hours more to Trump and NATO allies to prepare. But it's very telling that that in turn also moved the clock forward to where if they do attack in the next few hours over in the Middle East, it'll be 4/11.
4/11, yes, 4/11. That date, and that goes along with some of the stuff that Ron Reese was putting out, that the tribulation and the start of this whole thing is probably about to begin. And I'm wondering, here's a headline I want you to comment, because this has happened before, and as soon as it does, we seem to go to war or punish. Moscow wants to get rid of dollar and euro payments in oil trade with Turkey and Iran. Now, remember when Gaddafi of Libya went away from the U.S. dollar? What happened to him? That was the end of him. I'm wondering if this thing isn't about money and the dollar for the currency. You know, the oil currency of the world is still the U.S. dollar, and they're trying to dump it. And energy. I don't know. What do you think? I mean,
well,
it seems
I find
strange.
It interesting,
we got
Stuart, you mentioned China. One of the interesting things is we've known that Russia and China want to replace the dollar, actually. And
yes,
this is rather telling, and I'd like your opinion here. Matter of fact, Tom Horn posted an article that says it's not about trade. Trump's power struggle with China could point to end-time King of the East war. Now, what's telling, China suddenly now, I heard this is broke in the last hour on Fox, on Lou Dobbs, they said that Xi in China has now sent word to Trump that he's willing to negotiate these trade issues and work something out. Now, that's almost following Kim Jong-un's, I will negotiate. Now you have Xi saying, I will negotiate. And on the other hand, here we are in the Middle East about ready to go to war.
Yeah, it makes you wonder what's going to come out of all this. I'm really more curious about what Putin is going to do. Putin has threatened three or four times for us not to get involved in Syria. In fact, he said, you got a choice, get out of Syria, or basically we start World War III. Well, it seems like Trump's reply is, oh, really? Well, let's just take out a few things in Damascus. Or do you think the target really is Damascus and they intend to do the Isaiah chapter 17? I'm kind of curious because it says that the nation's ships rush into this area, and God rebukes them. And remember what, what's his name, Dr. Doom, said that something comes over that area, and they all look up to the heavens, and then they all go home, like it's maybe a near, an asteroid or something like that that's coming very, very close. Well, who knows? Maybe
well,
it's a big
know.
UFO mothership or something.
Well, we really don't know, Stuart, but I'll tell you what. I don't know if you got my post the other day. We've got about a week-long surprise geomagnetic storm that's going to begin almost any time, I believe, and go for a week. And someone else reminded me of that today. So whether it's just a geomagnetic storm like we've been having, this thing is scheduled to last, they say, for 4, 5, 6 days or more, possibly a week. I did send you a copy of that, by the way, but I don't know much data on it, and I don't know what it's all about.
Wow. Well, with all all these headlines, U.S. Navy destroyers armed with Tomahawks arrive off the Syrian coast, and they have already been harassed by Russian warplanes. And there's another headline here, Truman Strike Group deploying from Norfolk. That's another ominous sign. The Russian ministry's evacuating Moscow. Mail Online, is Russia preparing for nuclear war? U.S. intelligence says Putin is building dozens of underground bunkers capable of withstanding atomic blasts. They must think this could escalate into a nuclear war very, very rapidly. Or why would they be, if it's true, that Moscow is being evacuated? So, and how do you vet something like that?
Well, you're probably not going to really vet that one, but on the other hand, with, Russia going on alert and Russian forces around the world going on alert, they know something's coming. And by the way, you know, I told you about that recent book of Joel Rosenberg's, The Kremlin Conspiracy. That was really interesting. That was absolutely interesting because it went along with Tom Clancy's, classic novel about Red Storm Rising, I think was the name of it, and it really links up a czar, a new czar in Russia that literally takes on NATO and the U.S. and does it some in the Middle East too. I mean, he goes against NATO and Europe, but I mean, this, I'll tell you what, Stuart, now I'd like your opinion here. This is kind of odd. I won't claim it, you know, anything from the Lord at all. I'm not going to claim that, but I went a prayer walk this morning to pray about some of this as it was coming in, and it, you know, and I told the Lord, I said, you know the end from the beginning, and I don't know. I mean, I just don't have a clue, but it's like there was a feeling that I had that this is early. This is maybe a little sooner than it was supposed to happen. So, you know, I had a radio show with Augusto, the mailbag show at noon today, and he was praying that somehow supernaturally that this would be stopped for a time. And whether that's true or not, we don't know because we're watching all this come together and we don't have a lot of clues yet. And, of course, American media is fixated on Mueller and Trump and all this baloney.
Yeah, we're not hearing a word on even Fox News about what's really going on over there. This is all coming in from Israel or other news sources. Now, England seems to be deeply involved in this, so they are currying, taking care of it. But it makes you wonder what's really going on. But I would have to say all of the evidence, folks, points to the fact that we are probably going to strike Syria within the next 48 hours, if not sooner. And that is probably going to hit some Russian troops, Iranian troops, obviously Syrian troops, in this last, maybe final attempt to try and get rid of Assad. Now, this is kind of interesting that Prince Salman of Saudi Arabia said he wants Assad to remain. So there's something going on here that is very, very strange and very difficult to try and figure out who's who and who's what and what's going to actually happen, I guess. So we just got to watch the news. Go ahead.
What was interesting? Yeah, I was going to say what was interesting, Stuart, was the fact yesterday, the last 24, 36 hours, Salman in Saudi Arabia, he supported Israel's attack on that T4 base in Syria. He supported that. But then on the other hand, though, you know, he's been very quiet about what Trump is doing moving towards Syria. So we don't have all the data about that yet.
Yeah. What is interesting about this, too, is the Psalm 2 connection because of Google. Google Doodles, they call them, and they change them virtually daily, not always daily, but every one of them in the last couple of weeks has been very occultic and very threatening to the Christians, and very much like Satan is about ready to take over. And this guy, Jonathan Kleck, points it out. And once you see it, it's very, very obvious. He has a remarkable eye for these kind of things. Well, the latest one is a Google doodle, but it has Omar Sharif in the middle of it. This one has kind of a video where it moves. He doesn't move, but there's a shadow that comes over his face, and it comes when it gets directly over his face, it is clearly Satan's head, a serpent head. And then the shadow moves off to the other side. And you wouldn't think too much about it, Omar Sharif, but remember the movies that he played in, and particularly Lawrence of Arabia. And that was all about taking Damascus.
That's right.
And this is not by accident that they've got this doodle about taking Damascus, and it's all about Damascus. So it does make you wonder what in the world is really going on. And then there's another ad, I'm sure you've probably seen it, that red car climbing up 999 stairs to the top. Have you seen that ad?
Is that the one where it goes up to the China wall or something?
Yes, yes, it goes up 999 stairs to the top, and it's called Dragon something.
Huh.
And when you really look at it with pictures of it, it's a snake with a snake head at the top, and the car going up to the top means Satan is about to be thrown. And that's what Jonathan Kleck was claiming, that look out, because this appears to be Google Doodles is really telling us that Satan is about to take over. Isn't that interesting in view of the war that we're just about involved in? I think this is going to go. I think they're going to do it. What do you think?
Well, I think everybody should keep their wits about themselves and stay in prayer and keep your family close and watch the next 24 to 36 hours very, very closely.
Yeah, this could explode very, very rapidly. And remember that dream, you and I talked about this off air, but I can't remember who had it, about one of our carrier groups being sunk. And
Stuart, I want to say that was connected with a brother Bob and Alex. What's his last name? He was out of the Pentagon. Alex Cuppet. Alex Cuppet. Alexander Cuppet, I believe is his name. I believe that's who put that out.
Oh, well, you know, what's interesting is that Putin or the Russians said, we're not only going to shoot down your cruise missiles, but we're going to go and destroy where they came from.
Huh.
They got the technology. You know, they've got those hyper-speed cruise missiles. And I'm beginning to think that we're walking right into the middle of something that we think we're going to win, and we're not. I don't know. I just have a bad feeling about it, hopefully. The prayers of the saints will stall this, and cooler heads will prevail. But with John Bolton there, this has all been staged. I'm convinced with the Google Doodles and their cultic nature and how they're coming against Christians and all of that, and John Bolton moving in, and bang, here we go. Go to war. Last comment, Larry.
We'll try to keep up with the data, and just people need to be aware. Don't be caught off guard. Be aware of your circumstances.
Yeah, and if things really start to go hot, we'll do an emergency update. We'll just go live with it, and then you can come in when you get a chance and listen. But things are heating up very, very rapidly, and Trump, as usual, isn't going to tell us what he's going to do, which is smart, militarily, very smart. So, or his target. Anyway, thanks a lot, everyone, for tuning in. And we are involved in something, I think, that could go really hot. And it could expand very, very rapidly. into something that the world has no idea of what's coming, how bad it's going to be. Anyway, we thank you all for listening. We'll keep you updated. Thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on. And good night, everyone. And heads up. Take care. Good night.